back to the press box on a beautiful Saturday. It's always beautiful on Saturdays. And my special Saturday host, Mr. Dave Baker.
Gino, how the heck are you doing? Great to talk to you again before we go any further. We want to tell folks that the press box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Great to have racing, great interest in the racing at Churchill Downs. And so everybody talks in this year of the pandemic about a new normal. We are familiar with the Matt Wynn presented by Woodford Reserve at Churchill Downs, but we are not familiar with it having Derby points as it does this year.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, it's a different kind of scenario. I mean, who ever thought that we'd see the Belmont Stakes as the first leg of the Triple Crown and running a mile and an eighth? And, you know, they're we'll leave that debate for another day and for the purists and the others to argue over. I'm just glad we're back racing and can even talk about having a potential Triple Crown and Derby points and Derby preps and, you know, and having horses back on the track. And you know, it's the potential for getting back to what we do best, and that's live.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, we just, it's not the same. So many things aren't the same, and we wish it were, but you know, you just got to adjust. And so that's what these trainers, the horsemen are doing. But Gene, again, we've seen the overflow crowds at Churchill. You got five stakes races out of the 11 race card today and a field of 11 3-year-olds going a mile and a 16th to the top four finishers, 50, 20, 10, and 5. In terms of the Derby points.
Yeah, and you know, you know the headliner of this group is going to be Max Field. Hasn't run since winning the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland last fall, October. And, you know, undefeated 2-for-2. Great to see him back. And, you know, he probably was not going to make the Derby if we had run it in our traditional sense. And now he's back and going to make his 2020 and 3-year-old debut today, Buzzy. And obviously this horse has got a world of talent. Brendan Walsh, the trainer, has been able to bring him along according to his plan and kickstart kind of a new road to the Derby with the Matt Wynn. You know, the Matt Wynn has picked up a lot of credibility and reputation. You know, horses like McCracken and Dennis's Moment, some of these horses that have come along in recent years, now has a new significance with Maxfield starting the 2020 campaign, and obviously a lot of expectations on him for today. But he doesn't necessarily have to win this race, Buzzy. Dale Romans has a horse in here by the name of Attachment Rate. He's run really two outstanding races in a row. Ran up in the Withers and then ran against a bullet from the Todd Fletcher barn last time out. And then you got this horse from Greg Foley's barn, Major Fed, who everybody has talked about and raved about. And, you know, this horse has got a lot of potential as well. So it's going to be a horse race. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so we've got a horse race. That means it's going to be a good betting race. Who is it that you like in here, Mr. McLean?
I'm going to try to beat the favorite, Maxfield. You know, big adjustment going from 2 to 3. Big adjustment being off from October to May. Big adjustment facing horses that have already raced this year. I'm going to go with Dale Roman's horse, Attachment Rate. I think this horse has got, two really good races under his belt. You know, Roman's having, made the announcement this week on our show, our Press Box show. Yes. Dennis's Moment is going to be put away and not going to be a contender for this year's Derby. Going to race as a 4-year-old, breaking that news on our show. But I think, you know, Dale has got a little impetus, a little grit, and I'm going to go with Attachment Rate, and I think that I think he's got a big shot in this race, Buzzy. And just before I let you go,
yes,
Buzz, four other stakes races. We're going to see Owen Dale, the winner of last year's Lexington, coming back against Mr. Money. You know, Mr. Money, just a top 3-year-old going a mile last year. You've got Dunbar Road, filly for Chad Brown, going to make her 2020 debut. Five stakes in total today. And this is what they're calling the Stephen Foster preview day. So take a look, take a bet, and join the fun.
Great betting races. And again, Gene has got all the information on every race on the Churchill card. Only one place to find it. It's here at the PressBoxLTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend. And, as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to social distancing, but seeing you in the very near future. I hope everything's well, and we can break bread and have us a sarsaparilla here.
Before. Yes, yes. Bring the sarsaparilla. Have a great one, buddy.
And a shekel.
Shekel.
Take care, my friend.
See you. Love you, pal. See
you. Love you too, buddy.